Hey friends, what I'm going to be thinking about today is found in verses 13 and 14, when God says, "The blood will be a sign for you." Then in 14, he says, "This is a day that you are to commemorate, to remember, for the generations to come, and to celebrate it as a festival for the Lord." He says, "A sign for you," and then commands us to remember and to celebrate. Isn't it interesting that God said the blood on the doorpost was to be a sign for the people, not a sign for God? God doesn't need signs. Then immediately after, he commands his people to remember and to celebrate. How often I ask God for a sign of his work in the world or in my life or in the life of somebody that I'm praying for. Too many times I've asked God to remind me when the command is for me to remember and to celebrate. Remembering enables us to learn from history. Looking back helps us make meaning and give understanding to our suffering. Remembering the work of God leads us to wisdom and reminds us of the progress we've made with God, the work that God's done in our life. Without remembrance, there is no way to stay grateful. Gratitude takes effort. Resentment is effortless. I want to be a person who remembers the blood of Jesus shed on my behalf. I want to remember that I am not who I was, that Jesus redeems me, he has made me a new creation, and I want to celebrate that he alone is our deliverer, our rescuer. He is worthy. Let's celebrate that today.